Hello and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm really glad you're here because today we're diving into a topic that examiners absolutely love to test and one that honestly trips up so many students unnecessarily. We're talking about the concept of quality. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Quality sounds obvious, right? But trust me, there is a lot more to this topic than meets the eye. And the difference between a grade 4 and a grade 7 often comes down to whether you can really explain quality, evaluate it, and apply it to real businesses. So let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to define quality clearly, explain total quality management, that's TQM, discuss the costs and benefits of maintaining quality, and tackle those tricky, evaluate and justify questions that come up in the exam. Let's go. So, first things first, what actually is quality in a business context? Quality is about meeting or exceeding customer expectations. A product or service is considered high quality when it does what the customer expects it to do, reliably, consistently, and at the standard they paid for. Notice I said meeting or exceeding. That's important. Quality isn't just about luxury goods. A budget supermarket's own brand baked beans can be high quality if they consistently taste good, are safe to eat, and arrive on the shelf undamaged. Quality is relative to what the customer expects. Now, examiners will want you to apply this to both goods, that's physical products and services. This is a really common mistake. Students often only think about manufacturing when they talk about quality, but think about a haircut, a hotel stay, or a GP appointment. Quality and services is about things like, was the staff friendly and knowledgeable? Was the service delivered on time? Did it meet the customer's needs? So always remember, quality applies equally to products and services. Right, so how do businesses identify and measure quality problems? There are a few key ways. Customer complaints are an obvious one. If customers are calling up or leaving negative reviews, something has gone wrong. Returns and refunds are another signal. A high rate of returned goods suggests a quality issue. Businesses also use inspection, checking products at various stages of production, and they track defect rates, which is the percentage of products that fail to meet the required standard. Some businesses use mystery shoppers to assess service quality. All of these are ways of measuring whether quality is being maintained. Now let's talk about what happens when quality goes wrong, because the consequences of poor quality are really significant, and examiners love asking about this. If a business produces poor quality goods or services, the most immediate consequence is customer dissatisfaction. Unhappy customers don't come back. That means lost sales and lost revenue. Word spreads fast, especially on social media, so a business's reputation can be damaged very quickly. In serious cases, poor quality can lead to product recalls. Think of car manufacturers recalling thousands of vehicles because of a safety defect. That is enormously expensive and damaging. Poor quality can also lead to legal action if a product causes harm, and it affects staff morale too. Employees don't want to work for a business with a reputation for poor quality. So quality really matters. Which brings us to the big one, total quality management, or TQM. TQM is a whole business approach to quality. The key idea is that quality is everyone's responsibility, not just the quality control department, but every single person in the business, from the CEO to the delivery driver. TQM aims for zero defects, getting things right first time, every time. There are five key features of TQM you need to know. First, continuous improvement. The business is always looking for ways to do things better, never settling for good enough. Second, customer focus. Every decision is made with the customer's needs in mind. Third, employee involvement. All staff are trained and empowered to identify and solve quality problems. Fourth, prevention over inspection. Rather than checking for mistakes after they happen, TQM tries to prevent mistakes in the first place. And fifth, data-driven decisions. Quality is measured constantly, and decisions are based on evidence. A great way to remember the TQM cycle is the PDCA cycle. Plan, do, check, act. You plan what quality standards you want to achieve. You do, you implement the processes. You check, you measure whether you've hit the standards. And you act, you correct any problems and improve. Then the cycle starts again. It's continuous. Now, TQM is different from traditional quality control. Traditional quality control involves inspecting products at the end of the production process and rejecting the ones that don't meet the standard. TQM says, Why wait until the end? Build quality in from the start. That's a really important distinction for the exam. Right, let's talk exam technique because this is where marks are won and lost. The most common mistake I see is students failing to distinguish between the costs and the benefits of maintaining quality. Examiners will often ask you to evaluate or justify, and that means you need to weigh both sides. The costs of maintaining quality include things like staff training costs, the cost of buying inspection equipment, the time and money spent on quality control processes, and the cost of product recalls if things go wrong. These are real financial costs that can be significant, especially for small businesses. But the benefits, and this is where your evaluation needs to go, the benefits can far outweigh the costs in the long run. High quality leads to a better reputation, which attracts more customers. It allows a business to charge a premium price. Think about why people pay more for a BMW than a budget car. It leads to customer loyalty and repeat business. And it reduces waste because fewer defective products means less material wasted. So when you're evaluating a strong answer might say something like, although the initial cost of implementing TQM, including staff training and new equipment, may be high, the long-term benefits of improved reputation and customer loyalty are likely to generate significantly more revenue over time, making TQM a worthwhile investment for most businesses. See how that weighs both sides and reaches a judgment? That's what gets you into the top level. Another common mistake is applying quality only to manufacturing. If the question mentions a service business, a restaurant, a bank, a school, make sure your answer talks about service quality, staff training, customer service standards, consistency of experience. Watch out for command words too. Describe just needs you to state what something is. Explain needs a reason or consequence. Evaluate or justify needs you to weigh up arguments and reach a conclusion. Don't write an evaluation answer for a describe question. You'll waste time. And don't write a describe answer for an evaluate question. You'll miss the top marks. Okay, quick fire quiz time. I'll ask the question, you think of the answer, then I'll give it to you. Question one, what does TQM stand for? Total quality management. Question two, name two costs of maintaining quality. Possible answers, staff training, inspection costs, product recalls, quality control equipment. Question three, name two benefits of maintaining quality. Possible answers, higher price charged, improved reputation, additional sales, customer loyalty, reduced waste. Question four, what is the PDCA cycle? Plan, do, check, act. Question five, what is a defect rate? The percentage of products that fail to meet the required quality standard. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant. If you missed any, go back and review those sections. Right, let's wrap up with your key takeaways. Quality means meeting or exceeding customer expectations, and it applies to both goods and services. Businesses measure quality problems through complaints, returns, defect rates, and inspections. Poor quality leads to lost sales, damaged reputation, product recalls, and potential legal action. TQM is a whole business approach to quality, aiming for zero defects through continuous improvement, customer focus, and employee involvement. The PDCA cycle, plan, do, check, act, is the engine of TQM. And when evaluating quality, always weigh the costs. Training, inspection, recalls, against the long-term benefits, reputation, loyalty, premium pricing. In the exam, the students who score highest are the ones who can evaluate, who can say, yes, quality costs money, but the long-term benefits make it worthwhile, especially for businesses competing on reputation. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing those exam questions, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck.